Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 4th of October, recording at late-ish 9:57 p.m., and that's still British summertime. Later than usual, because this has been a very active here and particularly exciting day this week. So, first the highlights here today. The ASEAN stock markets really quite steady overall. We had the Philippines on a good dynamic, and we also saw Malaysia following Thailand into new all-time high ground, and Singapore is right up there near the higher side of its range for the year. Now, China shares still closed and will be tomorrow as well. But we had modest gains in Japan. And then that stealth rally in the Australian ASX 200 has continued, and understandably so, in my opinion, although a lot of people are cautious to bearish on Australia. I'm not really among them, but I digress. Looking elsewhere, in Europe, we had a mixed session here today, and Europe was the really quiet spot. Hardly anything going on here. Most of the moves under 0.25%. In the Americas, we had a better performance. Brazil accepted. It was down, but just only over a quarter of a percent. Whereas we had gains of 0.7 for Canada and just over 1% for Mexico. And not bad, a gain of 0.72 for the S&P. That's up another 10 to 1461.4. Also, the transport index, which has been worrying some of the economists recently, and not to mention the Dow theory advocates, that pushed a little bit higher from the lower side of a rather broad trading range. Now, the bigger drama here, the US dollar took quite a hit today. The dollar index is down over 600 ticks. That's down to 79.34. The euro has popped up to 1.3018, so back up over 130. Sterling is up to 161.92. And the Aussie, well, it's edged a bit higher. It's been under pressure recently, but 102.41. The dollar has been slumping against a number of these Asian currencies, not least the Indian rupee. And I should have mentioned in the stock markets, another nice big breakout on India to the upside here today after a very tight little consolidation. Philippine pesos, another currency at which the greenback is quite weak. So soft dollar. All around. Yen's also a bit soft in here overall, and against the dollar it's at 78.48. Okay, bigger drama still. Now but I don't want to get ahead of myself here, not quite yet, but elongated government bond prices in the U.S., long bonds down a full point. That's a small downward dynamic after about 5-6 days in a tight, very tight sideways trading range. And looks like we might have the third lower high for those bond futures. That would mean the third higher low for the yields. And precious metals. This was an exciting day here because we had new highs for this move, for this rally, by platinum, currently at 1722 and change. And silver had a new closing high, not an intraday high. For this, I'm only talking about for this move now, which really started in mid-August. But silver's up to 35.04 as I speak, has been up to 35.17. And gold is at 17.90 and 50 cents. And that is, it was a little higher, it was about $5 higher at one stage, $5-6 higher, and reaching also a new high for this particular move. More on these in a moment. Palladium had one of the better gains, up to currently at 672. Now, grains and beans, quiet overall. Industrial metals were mostly a little bit higher. I think tin and lead were small exceptions, small declines, in other words. And crude, well, that bounced back. I hadn't noticed that in all the action here today. I got thumped yesterday, and it's back up $3.41 for the WTI. That's taken it up to 91.55. I assume the weak dollar had something to do with that. And Brent. Brent's up 4, back up to 112.30. Okay. So what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, we've got very steady action here, with the ASEAN indices leading to the upside. Now, they've been firm all along, but quietly firm in the sense that they've been very much in trading ranges. And but we've had three of them now push up to new highs, and they're all poised to follow that lead. To me, it looks like. And that's been by far the best performing sector of the Asian markets, and indeed outperforming almost everything else for a number of years now. China. If China comes in higher next week and extends those gains off its lows, I think that would help the ASEAN sector to run in here overall, because that China leash effect would become a positive. It was a positive last Thursday and Friday, but the rest of the time it had been a negative factor here overall. So that's an interesting one to watch. India, terrific action here. This go for broke move by the, it's not really a very appropriate way to describe it, but throwing down the gauntlet, that's better, by the Prime Minister, Singh, here challenging people to vote him out of power as he comes in with decisive actions, which have caused a certain amount of consternation within these difficult coalitions. Is there? That's tautological, isn't it? These coalitions are difficult by definition, always, and ineffectual. So that's quite an exciting story overall, because India was all but dead and buried as far as investors were concerned. Just a couple of months ago, and well, now we've got to go back to June. I think it's done pretty well since then, but it's really picked up steam over the last month or so. So that will come as a relief to some of the veteran subscribers, and JII has bounded ahead. That's up to, I think it was up to 370.75, and it's still got an 11% discount to the net asset value. Okay, I might post that tomorrow, although there's so many things to post. Let's see, what else here? Wall Street is firm, it's range bound with a NASDAQ slightly underperforming the Dow and the S&P, and that's because of Apple, which, having rallied up to that 700 level, has been underperforming in here a little bit. Was due for a rest, overextended relative to the MA, but it's not giving up too much ground in a partial mean reversion at this time. A concern of mine has been that after this excellent stock market rally since the beginning of June, that we might see a longer reaction and somewhat deeper reaction phase. That still remains a concern of mine, although there's not much evidence of that to the downside. If we do see that bigger reaction, I think that it's almost certainly going to be led by Europe, which really from early June on was the outperformer, albeit from a very low level, but terrific gains. And those gains are now being consolidated, just as we're seeing on gains being consolidated on Wall Street and in most other markets. But Europe is maybe a little bit more questionable in investors' eyes. So we had the massive short covering and some bargain hunting because valuations were cheap in Europe, and they still are quite competitive, but they're a lot less cheap. And I think we've had the big moves from the ECB for a while, so now people are looking around, watching the riots in the streets where they're occurring, or the demonstrations. It's a better way to put it. And my point, though, is that as you watch your charts, you do watch your charts, don't you? Of course you do. But as you watch the charts, if we're going to get a bigger downside reaction, don't expect to see it first on the S&P. If you watched anything, watch the SX 5E and the SX 70. That's the Euro Stoxx 50 and the Euro Stoxx Banks Index. Okay, looking at these long-dated government bonds, that's interesting action here today by the Treasuries. They were overextended, and so I think it would not be surprising to see at least a bit of a pullback here, and I would be interested to see another lower high on the U.S. Treasury bond futures. But I don't want to get too excited because we could be ranging for one heck of a long time here with all the QE going on and the slow GDP growth. But I feel, though, that investors who are in the U.S. long-dated treasuries are really sitting on a time bomb. The only trouble is the time bomb has a very long fuse, and we don't know precisely how long that fuse is, whether it's several feet or whether it wraps around the block several times. The markets will eventually show us, but I would not want to be there. And if the bond market fades gradually, as one would hope when it does turn, weakens gradually, then that would provide an additional spur for equities. Now, the only problem with the equity action, as I see it, is that valuations, I've been talking a lot over the last decade about a valuation contraction, and last 12 years about a valuation contraction, and indeed we've seen plenty of that. But really, since June onwards, we've been seeing one of those contra-trend periods of valuation expansion. And if we get QE pumping markets up too high, then we'll see further PE multiple expansion. And I've described that as borrowing from the future, because the market would be running ahead of what are sustainable gains. But we don't have to worry. Well, we should be aware of it. It's not a big worry to me, at any rate, at this stage, although others are becoming more concerned about it. Now, the most exciting thing going on, and this has been true since mid-August, is this move in the precious metals. Soft dollar, very good for those of us who are playing it through the futures. The action is textbook bullish as far as I'm concerned here overall. Now, I have been talking about the described the move that we would see upwards is first explosive if my hypothesis that we were in the accumulation phase was correct. And we certainly got that four-week explosion to the upside. We've had tight consolidation, ranging, bigger pattern overall, but mostly with rising sort of slight upward tilt to that pattern overall. As we've seen these markets, particularly the big three, gold, obviously, wrestling with that psychological and lateral resistance area just up near the 1800 level. It's been ranging just below that. And silver, either side of that $35 level, and some lateral trading. And platinum, to round it out, 1700, and some lateral trading. Well, we could well be seeing the beginning of a break up, a sustainable break up out of these ranges, and certainly if we start getting gold, if we get gold moving above 1800, and that's not a matter of if but when, in my view, and it could happen tomorrow, when that happens, as that happens, it needs to break through it and hold the gain, consolidate it for a bit, and then start to push ahead again. When that actually happens, we're going to get another wave of people coming into these precious metals, in my opinion. Now, remember when this move actually started. It was in the middle of August. Prior to that, a lot of people thought that gold was actually going to go down. And when the move, when the breakout did occur, a lot of people were away. And it was a very sharp move. And so a lot of people said, oh, well, that's, maybe I should go back into that, but I don't want to have to pay up. And of course, the people who were on the beach somewhere were missing out on the whole thing. And so they came back, and gold was running to the upside along with the other precious metals. And some people chased it up, but I think a good many others did not. And in this two-way activity that we've seen over the last 3 to 4 weeks, they've been waiting for a somewhat bigger pullback. Now, if that doesn't come, and if these precious metals start hurtling above those roundophobia numbers that I mentioned, signaling to all and sundry that the rally is resuming, and with all those what I think are quite realistic forecasts of 2,000 plus and so on for gold, we could get another reasonable upward leg before we go into another one of those several week consolidation phases. So this looks, well, it's doing everything that I could hope in terms of technical action to be totally consistent with my hypothesis that we are very much back into the accumulation phase as gold runs back up to its highs and vaults over the 2000 level some point next year. Could happen a little sooner, but I hope it is a measured move in the sense that I hope it happens on a reasonably orderly basis. That's because it's easier to play on that if it does that, and we'll all reap bigger profits hopefully in that event. Exciting times. Crude oil, hope it doesn't go up too much more on this. That was a very strong day. I didn't see any news to spark that move, but the precious strength of the precious may have helped it. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you. Last message, though, I will be out earlier tomorrow, so I'll be recording considerably earlier, several hours earlier, because I have a function. Meanwhile, all the best.